Hi, we're going to talk about WandaVision, episode 4, right?
Episode 4, that's right.
Yeah, I think that was probably the best episode so far. I agree. Love how it, like, connected, like, the dots to everything.
Yeah, it finally kind of started explaining all of the mysteries and all the weird stuff from
the
old TV episodes.
Like, the beekeeper and that weird thing.
So, how do you want to start it off? How do you want to talk about it?
So, there's, like, some really, like, important, like, Easter eggs, like, really important that, like, not like Easter eggs, like Stark, commercial Easter eggs.
Yeah.
They're, like, big ones.
Well, before you get to that, do you want to, like, say what you think is going on?
I think Wanda, like, she's making a whole nother universe so she can be with Vision.
Why does she want to be with Vision?
Because she loves Vision.
Yeah, but why couldn't she be with Vision, like, in the real world?
Because Vision died.
So, Vision died in...
Yeah, Thanos, like, pulled the stone out of his head.
And that's how he died?
Yeah, it sounds very gruesome,
So, this happened after that movie. What movie was that where he died?
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
And he didn't come back in Endgame since he didn't, like, disappear in the blip. He just died.
I have a question. Vision was made up out of a computer, right?
Yeah, and the...
So, why can't they just rebuild Vision out of
the original
computer?
Because the stone, they had to destroy all this... Well, I'm pretty sure... They destroyed all the stones.
They destroyed the stones when they did the final thing with the glove?
Yeah, well, no. They destroyed the stones at the end, so they couldn't refix Vision. And, like, Vision's also a really, really, like, high-tech robot.
Did they do that at the lake when they were all together?
Yeah, like, at the lake.
How did they destroy the stones? What did they use?
I'm pretty sure that they, like, sent the stones into space. That part was a little bit confusing.
Okay.
But...
We'll have to go back and watch that part.
Yeah.
But, okay, so he's definitely dead.
Yeah, of course he's dead.
And it looks like he can't come back because he didn't come back for that last movie. And she was his girlfriend or wife, or what were they?
I'm pretty sure girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Okay, so anyway, so for the Easter eggs.
Wait. Let's keep talking about this.
Okay.
So because she can't be with him in the real world, she's able to create this, like, sitcom world? Is that right?
I mean, it's, like, pretty, like, she was, like, she could take down Thanos, probably. She's like,
what was her power? I've never been really sure about how
I've
her
never
power...
actually even, like, she's, like, so powerful, like, she has, like, all the powers.
Well, like, what were some of the things she did to fight the bad guys?
She kind of, like, has the Force, if you think about it.
The Force?
Yeah, because, like, she stopped... I mean, of course, this is Marvel. She kind of has a power like the Force. But, and also, like, Vision, I think he's the most powerful Avenger. Since he can hold the hammer, he has, like, so much powers. He's super strong. He's, like, even better... Well, Captain America's never been that powerful, so...
Okay, well, but tell me this, then. So her hands, I think I saw her hands glow, and then she pushed the lady out of the sitcom universe, right?
It's a bit strange because, but that's, like, a really, really small town to live in. Like, will they have to live in that town for the rest of their life?
Well, that's a good question.
Because, like, that's a teeny place to live in.
I know.
And Vision said he wanted to get out of the town.
Yeah.
But, like, Vision doesn't,
know?
Yeah. Vision doesn't know they're in, like, probably a sitcom world, and Wanda does.
Wow. All right, let me ask one more question before you get to the Easter eggs. Was Wanda a good guy the whole time, or was she originally a bad guy?
Oh, yeah, she was originally a bad guy with Ultron. Well, kind of. Yeah, originally she was a bad guy who worked for Ultron, but that was only for, like, 2 seconds. Then she became good.
So do you think that she is... a bad guy, or at least, like, maybe morally ambiguous in this, because...
No, she's not a bad guy.
Well, she doesn't seem to be, like...
Yeah, she seems, like, kind of, like... I don't know why, it's making me think, like, she's selfish, but she's, like, not.
So... Okay. Okay, one more question before we go to Easter eggs again. So there seems to be an agency out there called S.W.O.R.D.
I wonder... It's scientific...
Mm-hmm.
Weapon...
Mm-hmm.
Observatory. I'm not sure. It's like scientific, but like I don't know what the RD is, but like that's what it is. Wait, I'm gonna read it. It is, where is it? Oh yeah, what do you think about the Please Stand By thing? Is that cool? Like in the credits?
Well, Please Stand By was what they used to put if on TV if there was a mistake or they didn't. Back when I was a kid, or even before that, if there was a mistake on TV, or like the picture cut out or something, and it was a problem.
That was it, because you remember when the picture cut out when oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, here's what sword is.
Yeah.
Sentient weapon observation respawn. I can't read it. Part of it's, like, upside down.
Let's see here. Sentient. Oh, it turned off. Oh. I turn it back on?
It can still hear us. sword is, like, it definitely has to do with shield since it has...
You know what sentient means?
No.
Sentient means, aware. So, like...
So, like, they're aware of science.
No. So, aware, like, means... Like, for example, you could consider Wanda a sentient weapon. Well, she's a person, so I guess not. But you would consider the Vision.
Vision, yeah.
He'd be a sentient weapon.
So it's sentient weapon observer.
Observation, response, division.
Division. So that's what sword stands for.
So they are observing sentient weapons, like
Vision. That's why they're in it. Because they're observing Vision. No, never mind.
Or maybe she'd be considered a sentient weapon, too. Maybe their job is to monitor the folks that are being, you know, like the superheroes.
There's already another thing that monitors them.
If you think about it, S.H.I.E.L.D. monitors the bad guys. Maybe S.W.O.R.D. helps monitor the good guys.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, but also, like, they're, like, mystery solvers, and they don't, like, they don't know even, like, why they're in it. So I don't think they're, like, but yeah, I guess...
Well, let's talk about... I've got another thing to talk about.
Yeah.
So, the beginning of this episode takes place, or at least, you know, the flashback at the beginning of the episode takes place...
In the hospital. And her... Oh, yeah. So...
So, what was going on there?
So, her mom was actually having... in Captain Marvel...
Right.
So, in Captain Marvel, that African-American girl, I forgot her name, is her mom. That's her mom.
The little girl that was friends with...
With
Captain Marvel at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one who, like, picked out the colors for her suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And there's, like,
So her mom had cancer and died, but she was waiting in the hospital to help her mom when Thanos snapped, and she disappeared the first time.
Yeah.
And then she comes back as if nothing has ever happened 5 years later?
Yeah, basically.
And her mom died during those 5 years.
Yeah.
But she didn't know it. So that's one interesting thing. Everybody who missed the 5 years didn't know that they were gone, really.
Yeah.
And then everybody starts appearing again. It's kind of weird how they don't appear at exactly the same time. You know how they, like, come back and, like... One person's back and then another one.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. It just kind of looks cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah. So here's something really interesting about this. Where is it? So the Ant-Man and Wasp guy.
Yeah.
The guy who who's house monitoring him, who's in the FBI.
He was actually
The FBI guy in WandaVision.
In this show, yeah. He was the guy that came and briefed...
Jimmy Woo.
Yeah, Jimmy Woo. He briefed... What's the name of the main character in this episode? What's her name?
The main character, the Thor... The person who said, while watching that computer, like, with WandaVision on it.
Yeah.
She was in Thor Dark World. She was, like, Jane's sister.
Jane's sister in Thor Dark World. I don't know if I saw Thor Dark World.
Oh. Yeah, you probably weren't, like, watching.
I think I know that. I think she's a famous actress, too.
Yeah. And, if you... This is, like, a really, really hard-to-know Easter egg. But so if you like notice, so there's this car in WandaVision that says 8-5-12, it's the issue of like Marvel. It's like issue of like Marvel comics.
Mm-hmm.
And 8-5-12 was the number of WandaVision. It was the WandaVision comic.
Wait. So this whole show has been based on a comic?
Yeah. You didn't know that? All Marvel movies are based on a comic.
Well, I knew that the concept and the heroes are all based on a comic.
I know. I was really confused, like, because it was going up with the ages. Like, would they have to, like, tell the future?
Well, no. But my question is this. The storylines in this particular show, are they already in comics or are they based on the characters that are in comics?
Well, it's definitely based on the characters.
Right. But my question is, so, like, if I wanted to know what happened in next week's episode, could I just get a comic?
Yeah. That's what you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, episodes change it, like, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, and, so also the drone that, Monica, that's her name. The African-American girl that was Captain Marvel's friend.
Right.
Captain Marvel's friend is the kid. So it is number 57. Vision first appears in Avengers issue 57.
Mm.
So it's kind of funny.
Mm.
And also 57 was on the drone. And also, the drone had Captain Marvel's colors on it.
Mm.
So it's really strange. Yeah.
So do you think there will be cameo appearances by other
Cooper,
big
be
stars
quiet.
in the Marvel universe in the next couple episodes? Because they're obviously getting out.
No,
of,
there's definitely not gonna be any more superheroes. No? I mean, there might be like some superhero references, like some more like Hydra and Stark references. But
okay, so here's my next question. Here's what I think we probably need to learn that we haven't yet.
Yeah?
Who are the other people that are trapped or that are living in that universe,
I think they're sword agents.
You think they're sword agents?
Yeah. Who? Like,
I don't think so, because the sword people don't discovered this whole bubble.
Yeah, but
and
like,
they weren't. Doesn't seem like they were aware of it. Like, otherwise, was this Jimmy Choo? Is what you said his name was?
Jimmy.
I think Jimmy Choo is the guy that makes shoes. It's a different person.
Who's Jimmy Choo?
Never mind.
It was like Jimmy Lee. I forgot his name. It was something like
anyway, he wasn't aware when he came to the thing, and he got scared when...
Well, I would also be pretty scared.
Yeah, I would be scared, too.
I'd be super freaked out.
Although, you could, like, if you went in there...
Like, I would probably have nightmares about that, so that's what
Yeah, but if what would you look like if you had walked into that world when you were, like, a 50s kid? You think you'd have different hair, maybe? You'd have, like, shorter hair.
Really?
Yeah, I think you'd probably have a buzz
cut. And I'd probably also... I'm guessing I'd wear some striped colored shirts?
Maybe, yeah.
So I'm thinking...
You'd have like a jump rope?
Yeah, like a holding a jump rope.
Or a scooter? You probably have an old-timey scooter.
I do have scooters at home.
I know.
So what if I brought on a scooter?
They kind of came back. Scooters used to be big back then. Like Dennis the Menace had a scooter.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then when I was a kid, nobody had a scooter. Everybody
really?
Was like, what the heck is that? And then they came back for your generation.
Ah, scooters are awesome. Yeah. Also, if you can see, so they're pointing out, like, some board that hexagon on it. Because, like, they realize, if you watch WandaVision, the end of every WandaVision thing, it says, like, it just, like, closes out in a hexagon. And the hexagon was also, and it was also what, like, was in, like, it also was the shape of, like, that energy field.
Yeah, I saw that. What do you think? Is there, like... In old movies, were hexagons important in any way? In the older Marvel movies?
I don't think so.
Hexagons are kind of a scary shape, don't you think?
Yeah, they're like, I feel like they're mystery-ish, I guess.
Maybe.
And also
you know what a 12-sided shape is called?
Pentagon?
No. Pentagon's 5. I think it's 5.
Wait. Hexagon is...
6.
Oh, never mind. I thought, of course it's not 4. Because if hexagon
four
was
would
4,
be, four
it,
would
that
would
have to do with the 4th episode.
Four would be square.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Might have to do the fourth episode.
So the 12th side is called a dodecahedron. Isn't that a cool
name? I've never heard of that.
It's a cool word, though.
Yeah, and you also figure out who at the end of episode, who in the end of episode one, you figure out who was watching them.
It was the sword people, right?
Yeah, and but if you look really closely, it says that they're sword agents. Look.
Ooh. Oh, that's right, because they tried to figure out who the people were that were trapped in there.
Yeah, but they're sword agents because it says they work at SWORD.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It did identify them as people. So then the question is, I forgot about that whole part. So the question is, how did they get involved or get put back into that universe? You think, let me put this out there.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a different agency that's helping Wanda set up that world? Or maybe a different...
Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. might be... I feel like S.H.I.E.L.D. is good guys. Well, kind of good guys. Because, there turns out Hydra was S.H.I.E.L.D., but now it's, back on track. But...
I don't know. It feels weird to me that she would create this world as some sort of, coping mechanism for the loss of Vision. Where it's such an intricate... and involved and large project without A, help from other people, and yeah. B, a higher purpose or reason for doing it. And maybe, look, she's a superhero. She's got the power. She can basically bring someone back to life.
Yeah, I think it's just that she wants to be a Vision so bad.
Maybe. I don't know. Part of me feels like, though, that if that's the reason behind the whole premise of this story... That seems sort of a very thin reason, yeah. You know? I feel like there's something bigger out there about either why she's doing it or what's going to happen because she's doing it.
Yeah, and also, so you know how his head, turns gray near the end of the episode because, he died in Infinity War?
You know what? I'm gonna confess something to you.
What?
I think I was looking at my phone for that scene, so I didn't... I need to go back and look at a picture.
Here's what he looked like.
Where did he look? Oh, there is it.
There he is. See, that's him in Infinity War.
He looks different. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
They look exactly the same.
Oh, so he, lost his...
Yeah.
His little...
Stone. But I feel like the stone... I feel like the stone's gonna take a major part in this thing, too. Wait.
What?
But what stone does Vision have? I feel like Wanda could have, stole it. I feel like Wanda could have stole it somehow. I mean, because she has, has power to, go into space, maybe.
You think she got it back after they tried to destroy it?
I think.
I don't know. We're going to have to research exactly how they were destroyed.
Yeah, Captain America destroyed them. And I feel like Captain America, he isn't really adding... Well, of course he adds something to the universe. But, I feel like he's, the least powerful person.
No. Are you kidding me? He picked up Thor's hammer at the
Yeah, but, no. Before that, he was, so weak.
I don't know. But you know what? You know the thing about Captain America is that's so cool? Is that he is resilient.
What's that? Because he's a good? Because he's good? He has a duty? Stuff like that?
No. It's because every time he gets knocked down, he gets back up again. It's sort of like the Vision.
That's not even a superpower.
I know. It's not. But that's what's so great about it.
That's an attitude.
I know. And that's what's so great about it. Is he's got such a strong attitude of being a superhero. That he basically wills himself to be a superhero.
But I don't like him.
You don't like that? I think that's the best part. I think, part of what I think makes people great is when they're so, so committed to doing things.
Yeah.
That they can be, even if they fail 100 times.
Yeah.
They keep trying. And I think that that's one, and I think that's a reason why he's Captain America. Because people want people like that, and they think it's sort of an American value. What do you think about that?
I never actually thought about it. So also in the WandaVision's credit scene is actually, those are actually the real people who directed it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean.
That makes people pay attention to credits.
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah, also, when it said relic radiation dating back to the Big Bang, you probably don't remember this. Wait, yeah. No. It says my equipment registered a higher level of CMBR. Wasn't that
CMBR?
Yeah, well, that was something like energy. It was like a lot of...
Yeah, they mentioned the Big Bang.
Yeah, apparently that was actually wrong. Because, like, that something had to do with the Infinity Stones. Yeah, they were wrong with that.
No. So the Infinity Stones were all created during the Big Bang, or maybe just the one that Vision had?
The one that Vision had, yeah, all of them are created in the Big Bang. Okay. Actually, wait, what about the one that Vision had? So I feel like that one was just created super early.
You know, we watched the Big Bang Theory last night, too.
Yeah.
Do you think they're connected somehow?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I think Sheldon has to do some.
Do you think Sheldon probably knows everything about all these episodes? What do you think?
Yeah. Yes. That's how they're connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think that's it for the episode?
Yeah, I think we basically covered it.
Okay. Bye. The new episode will come out next week.